السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. Last night's Taraweeh was probably the 12th juz of the Quran Sharif was recited, or it may have been recited very recently. So in that 12th juz of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the incident of Brother Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam. And it is mentioned that it is amongst the very beautiful stories mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. The reason is the lessons that we can derive and learn from that very incident that took place. Right at the end of that incident and that story, Yusuf alayhi salam mentions, when his brothers mentioned that how Allah has given you status and Allah has given you preference over us, and they expressed the remorse and the regret before him. So he mentioned, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That whomsoever adopts two qualities, and that is the quality of taqwa and sabr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow his efforts to go to waste. So, respected elders and brothers, this month of Ramadan, this is the real objective and purpose of the month of Ramadan. Ulama-i kiram have stated that the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has placed such barakat and such blessings in the month of Ramadan. Actions are multiplied, rewards are multiplied in this month of Ramadan. And they have stated that a person who brings and implements and inculcates beautiful qualities in his life in this month of Ramadan, then due to the barakat and the blessings of the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala will perpetuate that action for the remaining 11 months of the year. So, respected elders and brothers, if we make a firm resolution to develop this quality of taqwa in the month of Ramadan, then inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the tawfiq to adopt taqwa in the 11 balance of the 11 months of the year. So, and similarly, a person who commits a sin in the month of Ramadan, ulama-i kiram have stated that if a person commits a crime, an error during his hajj, hajj has also got that kind of a barakat, that whatever actions you do in hajj, if a person stays away from fighting, from arguments, and he adopts good akhlaq during his hajj period, then due to that barakat, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that for the balance of his life, inshallah, he will develop those qualities, and he will conduct himself in that manner. Ramadan has got a similar effect. If a person commits a crime during hajj, then ulama-i kiram have stated that he has to give his dam, and it has to be done in the boundaries of the haram sharif. So therefore, if a person commits a sin and guna in the month of Ramadan, then he should make an effort to make his tawbah in the month of Ramadan. Of course, if the month of Ramadan elapses, Allah Ta'ala's doors of tawbah will remain open. However, he should make an effort to make the tawbah immediately. And this is what it's all about. The month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we had mentioned that the positive zikr is taking place. We have come for the Fajr Salah, we are making tilawat of Quran Sharif, we are performing the Salatul Taraweeh. This is creating a noor in the heart. However, ulama-i kiram have stated that the negative zikr creates more noor in the heart than the positive zikr. And there is proof for this. Ulama-i kiram have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned through the lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hadith Sharif, that the person who, for example, lowers his gaze for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala will grant him sweetness in the heart. Such sweetness which he will actually experience within his heart. And this has not been promised for anything other than giving up of guna and sins. So from this we understand that when you give up and you sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is more precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the positive zikr. In fact, the ulama-i kiram have given a beautiful example that in kalima tayyiba, first we have the negative, then we have the positive. First we have La ilaha. In other words, remove everything besides Allah from the heart. Remove ghayrullah from the heart. When you remove ghayrullah from the heart, then Allah can come into that heart. These sins and guna that we commit, this following of our nafs, this is also a kind of ilah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Do you not see that person who has made his evil desires his God besides Allah? Of course, the higher form of shirk and polytheism is when a person directly ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person who is following his evil desires, then he has also made his evil desires his God. So that person now, he has got a idol in his heart. Sometimes it is a mobile idol. The women that are walking out, these are his idols. He's casting lustful glances. That idol is in his heart. Until he does not remove that idol from his heart, Allah Ta'ala will not come into that heart. So he has to negate that idol in his heart. And how will he negate that idol? By lowering his gaze, by sacrificing that desire, by shattering that desire for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, if he has got dirty clothes, first what does he do? First he removes the dirt. After he removes the dirt, then he will iron the clothes. Then he will apply the itar. A person doesn't take the dirty clothes and then put the itar on it. First he removes the dirt from the clothes. Then he irons it and then he applies the itar. In the same way, respected elders and brothers, we should consider our hearts as such. That during the activities of the day, during the 11 months of the year, we find that we have polluted our hearts with our evil desires. This month of Ramadan is for the purification of that heart. Purify the hearts. Remove that filth from the heart. Remove those idols from the heart. And then bring Allah Ta'ala into the hearts. And if we will do this, and we will pass this Ramadan with taqwa, make a firm intention, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to spend this month of Ramadan with taqwa. Then a person doesn't have to do so much of good deeds. The person who has sacrificed his evil desires for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, his 2 rakats are more precious to Allah Ta'ala than another person's 1,000 rakats who has not sacrificed his evil desires. Because this person has sacrificed for Allah. The person who comes, he presents some gift to you, he visits you, he expresses some kind of love to you, so we will appreciate it. But if another person sacrifices tremendously, he travels thousands of kilometers, perhaps he has to sell things just to be in your company, and he expresses love to you, you will appreciate his love more. You will say, this person has sacrificed for my love. He really loves me. Yes, we appreciate what this person has done. In the same way, respected elders and brothers, our real expression and true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we are prepared to make some sacrifices for our beloved Allah. The Sahaba ikram, they sacrificed their blood. They sacrificed their wealth. They were prepared to sacrifice everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is not saying that sacrifice your blood and give your life. Of course, that is the highest stage. But Allah Ta'ala is asking us that sacrifice these evil desires for my pleasure. Show me how much you truly love me. Are you prepared to take that knife and pass that knife over the evil desires and allow that blood of the evil desires to be shed? Our Hazrat Wala Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Maqadahu, when he was in Durban, he gave this example when he heard it from our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Nawarallahu Maqadahu, Allah illuminate his grave with nur. So he mentioned that, he says, when does the sun rise? When does the sun rise? You will find that first day is absolute darkness. And then you will find that the horizon becomes red. And once the horizon becomes red, then the sun begins to rise. And of course, when the sun rises, all darkness is removed. Person feels the warmth. He says, in the same way, our hearts are dark. Our hearts are dark with our evil desires. But when we will start making that zikrullah, the positive zikr, the negative zikr, and now when we're making that negative zikr, what we are doing? We are passing that knife on our evil desires. And now, so to say, figuratively, the blood of our evil desires begins to flow. And once their heart becomes red, the horizon of our hearts become red with the evil desire, then not one sun, but many suns of the mahabbat and ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala will begin to rise in their heart. And when it rises in the heart, the person will experience within his own heart, he will experience an effulgence, he will experience a light in his heart, he will find enjoyment in his zikrullah. And when he tastes that enjoyment, the true enjoyment, then he will say that I am prepared to sacrifice all the pleasures of this world for that pleasure which I experience being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us that taste. We are like the example of that worm which Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi gives. That worm, and you have heard this example many, many times, but we will repeat it to refreshen it in our hearts. That worm was informed that, listen, that there is a grape. And this grape is very, very sweet. Why are you spending your time on these dry leaves? Why don't you travel and make an effort and taste the juicy grape? So this worm undertook a strenuous journey and traveled until finally he reached the vineyard. When he reached the vineyard, the first grapevine, he began climbing until he reached the first set of leaves. And he took one bite and he thought that these leaves on the grapevine were the grape itself. So Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah says, then that leaf, what that worm, what it did, it spent its entire life on that leaf until eventually it made that leaf its qabristan. It passed away. So he says, if only that foolish worm made a little more effort. Made a little more effort, sacrificed a little more, went a little higher, and then took one bite from the juicy grape, he would have said that why was I wasting my time on anything besides this grape. He says, in the same way, we make a little effort and then we think that we are tasting something. But he says, when we are really prepared and we really sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and we taste that sweetness of Iman, we taste that sweetness and that enjoyment being close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we taste those the sweetness of those tears which are shed in the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we will say that why was I wasting my time with the frivol pursuits of this world. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Ramadan grant us the tawfiq to sacrifice for His pleasure. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala completely purify our hearts, grant us hearts which are musaffa, mujalla, muzakka. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.